Good evening. Welcome to Westbrook Park United Methodist Church online and phone-in Good Friday service. These are different times, aren't they? I'm glad you've joined us. If you've called in, I invite you to put your phone on speaker and listen as we remember God's love on the cross. If you've joined by Zoom or Facebook, I welcome you to watch the presentation and listen as well. One word of caution. Zoom has had some security issues since the wide use of this platform in the past month. I have tried to take every precaution I could to keep from any unwanted intrusion. While we're together, if anything would appear on your screen or in the audio feed that should not be there, I will immediately end the service for everyone. I apologize in advance should this have to take place. Please pray it does not. The music this evening is presented by Mark Thews. Some of it is played softly, so be sure to listen and turn up the volume. We will listen or sing to two verses of each hymn played. Thank you to all who diligently helped pull this off. Mark and Kristen Alatsis, Eric and Diana Spalding, Janice McCarthy and Mark Tryon. Some photos of Israel are interspersed tonight through the presentation. They were taken by Phil Tryon. Mark Tryon worked on editing the sound to make it more enjoyable. I would also like to invite you to join us this Sunday morning at 10:15 in the parking lot of Westbrook Park Church. We've worshipped together the past three Sundays. It has gone well. If you're willing and able, feel free to come to worship this Sunday at 10:15. However, we ask that no one exit their vehicle. There will be a few people that are participating in the worship service, but no one else should exit their car. Tune your radio to 1380. Restrooms will not be available, so plan accordingly. We will also be live streaming the service on Facebook Live. Hopefully, it will be hosted to the church website and Facebook later on Easter Day. Now let's join together in remembering Christ's sacrifice on the cross. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for how good you are to us. Even this time that is so difficult, it is nothing to compare with what you endured on the cross. Lord, we love you. We know your love for us. It's exhibited in your death for us. Lord, we pray that tonight we would remember how good that you have been to us. Lord, bless this service. Bless those that have joined in this very different way, and help our hearts to be drawn to you and to each other, we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
And as soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. And they bound Jesus and led him away and delivered him over to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answered him, "You have said so." and the chief priests accused him of many things. And Pilate again asked him, "Have you no answer to make? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further answer, so that Pilate was amazed. Now at the feast, he used to release for them one prisoner for whom they asked. And among the rebels in prison who had committed murder in the insurrection, there was a man called Barabbas. And the crowd came up and began to ask Pilate to do as he usually did for them. And he answered them, saying, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" For he perceived that it was out of envy that the chief priests had delivered him up. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release for them Barabbas instead. And Pilate again said to them, "Then what shall I do with the man you call the king of the Jews?" And they cried out again, "Crucify him." And Pilate said to them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him."
So when Pilate saw that he was gaining nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves." And all the people answered, "His blood be on us and on our children." Then he released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole battalion before him, and they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and put a reed in his right hand. And kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they spit on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him, and led him away to crucify him. As they went out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. They compelled this man to carry his cross.
Thank you. Luke 23:32-38. Two others, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with him. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they cast lots to divide his garments. And the people stood by, watching. But the rulers scoffed at him, saying, He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one. The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine, and saying, If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. There was also an inscription over him, This is the king of the Jews.
John chapter 19, verses 25 through 30. But standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, Woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, Behold your mother. And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said, to fulfill the scripture, I thirst. A jar full of sour wine stood there, so they put a sponge full of the sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
Mother, is that you?
It's me, James.
Oh, Mother, what are you doing in this place?
I can't leave.
And I can't stay.
I need to be close to him.
But I fear the soldiers.
Let me stay a little longer.
What if they arrest me?
They beat him so.
What if they beat me?
The king of the Jews? My sweet son?
My big brother, hanging there.
Such a terrible death.
I have to get away.
I'm glad you found me.
I searched for hours.
I feel like he's still here. With me.
They've taken him down now.
His body's gone. What have they done with it?
Joseph has it. Pilate said he could take it.
I need to help the women prepare the body.
Let's go look for the tomb.
Wait. I want to remember how you held me when Jesus was on the cross.
Let's go, Mother.
He was in such great pain, but still comforted the two men dying.
There's nothing we can do now.
He was always thinking of others.
Oh, Mother, I'm so afraid.
James, let me help you.
They killed my brother. I don't want them to kill me, too.
What do you mean, son?
Who else will Rome kill?
We don't know.
But it could be one of the 12. It could be me.
I don't think they need another victim. They've made their point.
It all happened so fast. We were with Jesus last night at the supper.
He washed our feet as a servant.
We didn't know what was going on there. In the garden.
He seemed so calm. I think he knew what fate awaited him.
The soldiers just dragged him away. So much confusion.
My firstborn is gone.
Maybe Peter or John will be next. They were close to Jesus, close as brothers.
But Jesus was your leader. The Romans think by killing Jesus, they've killed his spirit, his ideas.
All the others, they've run away in fear.
Hiding from the soldiers, like you.
Without Jesus, we're scattered. I must find them.
Please stay with me a little longer, son.
Yes, Mother.
You remember what Jesus taught you?
I'll always remember, Mother.
The importance of love, even loving your enemies.
But how can I love those soldiers?
Jesus loved everybody, hated no one.
But now he's gone. What'll I do?
He was such a wonderful teacher. We thought he would always be with us.
Who will lead us now?
You will find a way. You're his younger brother. You could do it.
But I'm not ready.
James, we will depend on you.
Me? Finish the work Jesus started in Jerusalem?
Remember, he said, follow me. I will make you a new kind of fisherman.
To help others find a way to God.
You'll find your way, James. But how will I?
Oh, Mother, you know you are one of us.
I can tell others the stories Jesus taught us.
The way to God, that's what he taught us.
We can help each other, James. What a comfort you are.
That cross reminds me of the way he died.
It helps me remember the way he lived.
I must leave this place, Mother.
I feel him here with me. I can't leave.
I must find the others. I can't stay any longer.
One last look, James.
Mother, I can't wait.
James, will you help me find the tomb?
Yes, but we must go quickly.
God bless you as we await the resurrection morning. I'm glad you joined us tonight. Remember, Sunday morning at